You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is just 3 days until Thanksgiving, and you may be getting ready to sit down with a loved one that you don't get to talk to very often. StoryCorps is hoping that you will see this as an opportunity to record an interview and create a little bit of oral history here in America. It's called The Great Thanksgiving Listen, and it started out encouraging high school students to sit down with an elder and make a record for the Library of Congress. Since 2015, high schools have preserved more than 100,000 interviews, but the idea has now expanded, and anyone with a smartphone can download the app and record a piece of history with someone they love. With me today is the CEO of StoryCorps, Robin Sparkman. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for taking time out of your day. So appreciate it. So let's talk a little bit about how the Great Thanksgiving Listen got started. Can you explain how that worked?
Sure. Well, StoryCorps is an oral history project, and we're dedicated to giving people the opportunity to have meaningful conversations with their loved ones. And when we created the StoryCorps app in 2015, we thought, what would be the best use of the app that stayed in kind of the keeping with the ethos of StoryCorps? And we thought the Great Thanksgiving Listen was a perfect way of doing that, because we know that families spend a lot of time together, for better or for worse, over Thanksgiving weekend. And we thought that people could use the app to sit down and have meaningful conversations with their loved ones, and then each of those conversations gets uploaded to the Library of Congress.
You know, what I love about StoryCorps is hearing those different generations and the conversations. Because, you know, as someone who has lost both of their parents, I wish that I had had something like this, just to be able to hear their voice. And do you get people talking about that ever, like maybe after a loved one has passed, that they're so glad that they were part of the StoryCorps project?
All the time. People reach out to us and they say, you know, my mom passed away, and I have this recording that I did with her, and I listen to it, and it's a comfort to me. And it's also just a reminder of how unique everyone's human voice is, and just little things like when people cough when they're speaking or the way they pronounce certain words. It's so personal and it's so individual, and the voice captures it in such a way that a photograph can't always do.
Right. So you're really encouraging people to sit down with someone older than themselves and capture those moments, right?
Well, officially, the Great Thanksgiving Listen is for high school students to sit down with an elder over Thanksgiving weekend. But the project is open to anyone, and we certainly see online that people are doing it with roommates, with friends, with distant relatives. So it doesn't have to be an elder and a teenager.
And so how does it work? So you've got the app. Do they download the app, and then is all the info there on how to do the Great Thanksgiving Listen?
Yes, you download the app, and there are suggested questions that you can use around a whole range of topics. And you can use some of our sort of tried and true best questions, like who was kindest to you in your life, or what are your hopes and dreams for me? The questions are also on our website, too. So you can curate your question list, or you can just use it as an opportunity to say, you know what, Grandpa, we never really talked about your experience in Vietnam. Can we just spend 10 minutes doing this now? And then it's you just one click and you upload it, and it's in the Library of Congress, and it's on our website, and you'll have it forever. And so you have those stories down. You never have to worry and have regrets that I never got that story, I never got that person's voice.
I so agree with you. It really is beautiful. And I wanted to talk with you about one of the pieces of tape from one of those interviews. And Robin, this is about someone in 1940s in New York, a custodian at the New York Public Library, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. Yes, Ronald and Jamila Clark. And Ronald grew up with his family in a library in New York City. His father was the custodian at the library.
So we want to take a listen to this real quick for our listeners. Listen to this.
As a child, I always thought I was rich. And one day at the dinner table, I said something like, I'm so glad we're rich. And my father almost choked. And my mother said, well, honey, we're not exactly rich. And Dad said, we're poor. You understand? We're poor. And then they offered my dad the position as the library custodian. And my father was the keeper of the temple of knowledge. In some libraries, you saw chewing gum wrappers and dust. My dad's library, you saw nothing but wax. He would even wax the tops of the bookshelves. And when you walked up those stairs and looked down on the book stacks, they gleamed.
Did you realize how different your home was from your friends?
At first, I was kind of ashamed of it as a child because you always want to be normal. I've never invited any of my friends to visit. They would always say, this guy lives in the library. I mean, he literally lives in the library, you know. But nobody else had as many books as I had. You had to be very quiet during the day. But once the library closed, I was the only kid in the building. I could run and scream and jump and yell. And if I had any question about anything, I would get up in the middle of the night, go down, get out a book, read until 3 o'clock in the morning. I began to realize how great I had it because the library gave me the thirst of learning, and this just never left me. Coming from a family in which nobody had ever graduated from high school, much less gone on to college, I was the first one. After I graduated, I had got a position teaching at a college. I took my dad and I showed him the classroom and my name on the door, Professor Clark. He just nodded. You know how Daddy is, quiet. But I saw the way he looked at it. He wanted me to have higher horizons. And I can hardly even imagine what my life would have been like had I not lived in the library.
And that was part of StoryCorps. That was Ronald Clark talking to his daughter, Jamila Clark, about living inside the Washington Heights branch of the library in Upper Manhattan, growing up in that. And Robin, that is just one example of how beautiful these stories are and that it is so different when you can capture it on tape versus just in writing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all about trying to pass wisdom from one generation to the next. And that story is just an example of, it's a multi-generational tale. It's very specific. Ronald's a great storyteller. You can see it. It's visual. And you just have the feeling of how the father was so proud of his son. And then the son, Ronald, gets to pass on that story to his daughter, Jamila.
I'm speaking with the CEO of StoryCorps, Robin Sparkman, about the Great Thanksgiving Listen. So, Robin, what is the goal of the project? Is it really to just, you know, for all time and eternity, to have these stories in that person's voice?
The goal is to give people the opportunity to have this meaningful conversation. It may be the most important conversation they ever have. And we hope that people use this opportunity to preserve the conversation and have it uploaded to the Library of Congress. But to be perfectly honest, that's secondary. The most important thing is for people to stop, pause, put down their chores, put down their work, you know, not be in the car, not watch TV, just to take a second to use their smartphone for good and to have this meaningful and lasting conversation with someone they care about.
And you have what's called the Great Thanksgiving Listen Placement, and I've seen a version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that, because it's really pretty cool.
Well, it's simply just a little gimmick, if you will, to remind people that they can have a great Thanksgiving listen conversation at some point over Thanksgiving weekend. It's just a fun little placement, and you can get it off our website at storycorps.org.
And anyone can take part in this, right? It really comes, the easiest thing to do, as you said, is to just download the app and follow it from there, correct?
That's right. There are prompts all over the app. You know, more than 100,000 people have taken part in the project already. It's very straightforward. And even if some people are always worried that they're going to say something that might offend someone else who heard the interview or that what they have to say is private, that's fine. You can just have that conversation and you can just keep it locally on your phone. But if you want to preserve it so that your great-great-grandchildren can hear it and that it's there for posterity, then you can just click a button and it gets uploaded to the Library of Congress. That's your choice.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time today, Robin. This was a real pleasure of mine. I love listening to the stories from StoryCorps. So thank you. Thank your team for doing this, and thanks for taking some time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Gemma, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
We've been speaking with the CEO of StoryCorps, Robin Sparkman, about the Great Thanksgiving Listen. We do have a box with more info about the project on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, if you are interested in doing the Great Thanksgiving Listen. You're listening to Idaho Matters, and we'll be back right after this.